At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. I've got one stat, but the rest of this show, the rest of this segment to end this show is dedicated to the people. Jake's got questions. I'm going to try to have some thoughts and responses and answers. Well, questions from the people. If you actually want to be live on air, call in now. We will bring you live on air. We won't even vet you. That's a terrifying thought. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we dive into that, one final stat. I saved it for the end for a reason. This is via Dirk Chatlin, so send him hate mail. Don't send him hate mail. Well, do, but don't say it's for me. All right, the last time Nebraska won its sixth game of a season was October 15, 2016. The Cubs hadn't won a World Series in 108 years. Caitlin Clark had not played a high school basketball game. Patrick Mahomes was still at Texas Tech. And Hillary Clinton was strongly favored to be president. Think about how long ago all of that was. That is just craziness to me. Facts don't care about feelings. Monday, Husker fans, real talk. All right, Jake, what you got? Throw it at me.
We did have somebody call in earlier and ask why maybe Isaac Gifford isn't getting a whole lot of maybe talk in as far as not playing up to his potential so far this season. So I'd want to get your thoughts on that.
So for me, if you notice, if I say a player's name, there was a point in time where I would never say a college kid's name. NIL changes that a little bit. Okay, you're going to be paid more like a professional. You're going to be treated a smidge more that direction as well. And it might vary, okay? Just like players in the NFL who get paid more are held to a different standard. Seems to make logical sense to me. So I don't mind saying a college player's name now if it's something due to lack of effort or you just have to talk about them like the quarterback or, hey, you aren't physically hitting somebody or you're not going 100% or you're not laying it all out. That's the stuff that bothers me. Isaac Gifford has struggled this year. I have not brought his name up because it is not due to lack of effort. I don't cherry pick what I talk about, okay? I cherry pick talking about things that bother me. Lack of effort, laying it all out on the line, giving it everything you've got. Like John Elway was 37 when he got helicoptered in the Super Bowl against the Packers. 37, laying it all out on the line. If you're 19, 20, 21, you got no excuse. That's the stuff that bothers me, and I'm more likely to mention. Isaac Gifford's had a rough year. It is not due to lack of effort. He's just getting beat way more often than he would like. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah.
If he's out there yogging or jogging, it's going to come out quick. It's going to come out quick for me. I just see him getting beat by it. He's just getting beat. I don't see lack of effort or intensity, though.
And you know, you can isolate a lot of guys in the secondary. The secondary's just struggled as a whole. I did want to mention this. So I think part of something I took away from the game plan that was good is, okay, they're giving Emmett Johnson the ball. They're recognizes, maybe Dana Holgorsen came in and recognized Emmett Johnson. Apparently in the press conference said, Matt Rhule said, Dante Dowdell has been feeling a little bit under the weather and got stepped on. That's why Emmett Johnson got more carries.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Matt, just take the win, dude. Like, I was so I even pointed out in my gut reaction after the game, like, Emmett Johnson's getting more carries. He started the second half. Like, we look better when he's in the game. No, just Dante wasn't feeling well. Just don't say anything or take the win, man. Like, oh, that is what it is. I don't know. I have a whole lot more response to that. Just give Emmett Johnson the ball more, please. Like, he made something out of nothing more times than not. I haven't seen many of our other backs do that. And the offensive line isn't giving you much, so you need somebody who's going to make something out of nothing. And I think he's our best option to do that at the running back spot. I've been consistent all year because he's consistently shown it. It shouldn't depend on somebody else being sick. Go ahead.
We got a question too, and I asked the captain about this earlier, about the prayer at midfield on the logo, which fired up USC. It's fired up Colorado before. Is that something Nebraska should continue to doing? Is that disrespectful?
So if I'm an opposing team, I don't like anybody doing anything on my logo. For me personally, if it's a genuine prayer, I'm going to let you be. Okay. I respect, we all have the right to our own beliefs. Personally, this is just me. This is, take Nebraska out of the equation. I would say, hey, do it in the end zone, do it in front of the goalpost, do it something like that. At the end of the game, a lot of time teams meet and they do a prayer at midfield. Ron Brown is famous for leading these, okay? That's different after the game is over, unless you're like planting the flag, aka Baker Mayfield style or something like that. That has a different intent to it. The intent matters to me. Even more than the action. That's why I would be like, maybe not on the logo, but it's okay. You know, what you're doing, the intent doesn't bother me, regardless of what you believe in. All right. But I could see how somebody else might see that differently. So it's something, if they continue to do it, I personally don't have a problem with it. But they need to know other teams might see it differently. Did you have other questions?
Yeah, fans? Another question that's popular, just kind of trying to combine some of these. So we got lots of comments, but basically game management, specifically the punt, the timeout, how big of a factor do you think game management was in this loss?
I mean, Coach Rhule has not shown the consistent ability for game management. Like I think the Indiana game, I think the Ohio State game going into halftime of USC, like I have talked about game management and timeouts and especially going into the half, and I know the end of the game is part of this as well, but going into the half, I a lot of times I'm like, I don't quite understand what's going on here. Like Saturday versus USC going into the half specifically, no, let them take the 10-second runoff, but then we're going to call timeout. Like 2 + 2 is not equally 4 with that logic. It's equaling 5, and I don't get it. I'm not great at math. I'm not a mathematician. I definitely wasn't a math major, but that just doesn't add up to me. So I get that question. The question makes sense. Some of the things I see don't always make sense to me when it comes to game management, if I'm being honest at all. Those are my thoughts. Anything else, Jake? I hear the music.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up for today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, enjoy your cloudy, rainy, loss-filled Nebraska Monday. Let's be honest. Life is good. Husker football's just got to get better. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.